Ralph in Arizona. Welcome to the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Actually, I'm working on remodeling my kitchen, and I could really use some help in trying to figure out exactly what to do as far as tiling.
Okay, tiling the counter or the backsplash? What are you thinking about?
Actually, tiling the backsplash. We're going with granite countertops. But,
okay.
You know, everyone's asking, folks are letting me know that tumbled marble or ceramic tile, and I'm just not sure exactly what material to use.
Well, it really depends on what your design style is. You know, what is the decor of your kitchen? What is the color of your granite? There's a lot of different choices when it comes to tile, and of course, budget ranges as well.
Well, it's, again, granite top. I have a very light-colored floor, and it's a very contemporary kitchen for the most part.
All right. Well, there's actually a lot of interesting choices when it comes to tile as well. You can even find stainless steel tile that are sort of built in the same way that a subway tile is, almost on a mesh backing. There's a lot of good choices, and those would all make a lot of sense for the backsplash. And if you're looking to save a couple of dollars, you can go with a ceramic tile that might not be as fancy or have a lot of design detail on it, but you can choose something and use that as the field and even turn it on the diagonal just to give it a little bit more visual interest, or maybe replace every third one with a more fancy tile. This way it sort of works within your budget if you're trying to maintain a budget.
Okay, well, that's actually very informative. Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
The floor, for the ceramic tile on the floor, there's options to go into a diagonal pattern, a brick pattern, or pretty much a straight pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if there is a pattern that is one is better than the other, and you know, to make the kitchen look larger, smaller, whatever.
Well, if you use a diagonal pattern, it's going to draw the eye to the floor. And in my experience, that, unless you have a very large kitchen, can make it look smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you want to keep the lines on the floor to be very parallel with the main line of the kitchen cabinets. If you try to break it up with the diagonal, sometimes I go into houses and people want to do everything, you know, with a chevron or a diagonal kind of pattern. And
it gets so busy.
It gets way too busy, yeah. Just keep the floor nice, subtle and nice and solid as a base to this visual image, but don't make it too crazy with patterns.
Great, thank you so much. Much appreciated.
You know, a good example of this, have you ever gone into a casino?
Yes.
The casino carpets are absolutely the most distracting, busiest designs you've ever seen. You know why? Because they want you to look at the slot machines. So they
to
make it hard to
look at. Draw your eye down.
So keep it simple.
Makes perfect sense.
So keep it simple.
Keep the pattern simple, and it doesn't bring the eye down to the floor. It kind of pushes it out to the cabinetry and the countertop.
Exactly.
Unless you want to put a slot machine in your kitchen, then go for it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.